Welcome to Grow Your Thinking Podcast. It's all about expanding your thinking so you can build your dream life and start living an extraordinary life. I'm your host, Frida Howard. Hello, my friends. Hello, my fellow humans. Ah, God, I'm so excited. And you know why? Because recording this podcast is one of the favorite things that I love doing. And the reason is because I always feel like I want to share everything that I know. I want to share my journey, about my experiences, about my personal growth, everything that I've been trained, that I know. Most of the stuff that I'll share here on podcast, by the way, the stuff that I've been through, I'm going through, I've experienced, so I have so much knowledge that I can't keep it. And that makes me happy because I know everyone who will listen to all my podcasts, they will benefit. They'll come up with something. And I always encourage, all you need is to just learn one thing from every podcast, just one thing. And never undermine that anything that you learn and you listen to. So, my friends, let's get started. Today, I want to talk about happiness. And I know that if you go through my podcasts, you'll see happiness is a topic like I talk a lot about. Like, I just view happiness as something that needs to be discussed so often because we've been taught about how we think about happiness is wrong. How we think about happiness, I just think is wrong. And I think we need to reinvent it and actually think of happiness in a new way. I want to start by saying happiness is not a destination, but rather a journey. When I say like happiness is not a destination, it's because we always feel like happiness will come when we arrive at a certain place in our life. I will feel very happy when I become a CEO. I'll be happy when I do this and this. And now we attach happiness to be something that you get only when you get to a certain place, when you get to a certain lifestyle, when you accomplish a certain things. That's how we make it view when we view happiness that way. And that means it's like we view happiness as a destination. We view happiness as an object that unless we get this, that's when we can only be happy, right? But we forget the most important thing. Like happiness is simply a feeling. It's a feeling. It's not an object. It's not a destination. Think about it. If I told you today, go buy me happiness. You won't buy it, right? You'll probably buy something that you think will make me happy, right? But let me tell you one thing. If I tell you, go buy me, let's say I tell my husband, go buy me happiness. My husband will probably go buy me like a Gucci bag because he knows I love Gucci bags and stuff, right? But someone else, they might get a Gucci bag and they might feel, nah. But I would feel, yeah, happy, right? Perception. So we cannot say that happiness is something because it's not. It's a feeling. It's how we feel. Happiness is an experience that we go through. Yeah, it's something that we feel. I want you to think about it this way. If it was something that we can buy or we can get when we get to a certain stage, why are we always then going somewhere? Why are we always going after it? When are we ever going to arrive? But I want you to start thinking about happiness as a feeling, happiness as an experience. And whenever you start viewing it that way, you're going to have so much happiness because you're going to start understanding the psychology of happiness. Now, think about it as a feeling. And now tell me, how do we create feelings? Everything that we feel is created through our thoughts. Everything that we feel. I give you an example of the Gucci bag. One person will view the Gucci bag as something gorgeous. Someone else will think, oh, it's not fun. Someone who is thinking the bag is gorgeous will feel good. Someone who's thinking, oh, it's not fun, will probably just feel like, oh, mad because somebody got them a Gucci bag. It's not something they wanted. One item, two different thoughts, two different feelings. So when you think about feelings, we create feelings via our thoughts on how we think about things, on how we perceive things, our perception about things, about life, about everything is how we create our feelings. So when you think about happiness, it's a feeling that you create using your thoughts. And that's why no one else can create those thoughts for you apart from you. No, think about it. Can anyone come and start thinking for you? No, because you have your own brain, you have to use your own brain. So if it's only you who can create the thoughts, that means you can create a feeling anytime that you want. You don't need anyone to come think for you, right? It's actually impossible, right? We can borrow thoughts. But even after we borrow, we have to create our own thoughts. And we have the ability to create our own thoughts. And our thoughts are the ones that makes us feel things. Because when I see that bug, I'll feel, when I see that bug, I'll think, oh my God. So my husband does listen to the things that I like, right? Then I'll feel good because I'll feel like he's caring, right? You see, that good feeling that I'm feeling is coming from the thoughts that I thought about my husband from the bag. So the bag, the Gucci bag is a circumstance. And my thought about the Gucci bag is my husband listens when I'm talking about the things I love. He pays attention. And that thought that I created, that he pays attention when I'm talking to him, it made me feel good, made me feel happy. So I'm not happy because of the Gucci bag. I'm happy because of the thought that I created. Because the other woman could have thought, why doesn't he ever get it? Like, I'm not a fan of this. And they would feel different, right? So other people cannot make us feel happy. Literally, it's only us who can create that feeling of happiness using our thoughts. Our thoughts, that's all. And happiness is an experience. It's a feeling. It's not a destination. It's not a thing. I almost feel like it's an illusion, but I don't want to use that terminology so much because I haven't researched it. But it's like happiness exists because you create it. You create happiness. It doesn't exist somewhere. You create it, right? And it can be hard to actually know when you're happy because if you're always thinking that happiness is somewhere, then you'll always try and get there. If you're always feeling that happiness comes when you do this and that, when you accomplish this, and then you'll always try to accomplish it. And you'll never ever be happy because you'll always try to run to get there. But instead of actually focusing so much about finding happiness, how about you try and aim for joy? I have other episodes as well upcoming where I speak about joy and why it's so important. When we feel joy, is like a level of feeling satisfaction. You just feel satisfied. You feel you're fine. You're okay. So I like to view happiness as a combination of joyful moments, right? That's how I like to view it. And anytime I view it that way, it makes so much sense. Because think about it. Joy is a wonderful experience. It's a satisfaction. And joy is something that we can create any moment of our life. And the combination of this joy, you know, like the small joys, if you put them together, that is happiness. That is you being happy. The small satisfactions in life that you've achieved, that you've accomplished, they give you a joyful moment. Those combinations, that is your happy space. When you view that way, then you'll be happy every day. Because when you think about joy, you think about joy can be simply as, oh my God, I kept my alarm time today. I was right on time. I did not snooze the button. I'm so excited about it. You feel joy. You feel satisfied. You feel joy. You feel accomplished. And then combine it with something else. Oh my God, I went to bed on time. That's another joy. You see, like the small joys, combine them together. My kids, they listened to me this time because I didn't yell. I tried to maintain. Feel joy. Experience what you've done and feel it. Combine those small joys. And that's the happy. And that's something you create because you notice the things around you. And happiness, that's it. It's just the combination of joys, the combination of the small satisfactions that you have, that you're about to have. And if you think it that way, you'll stop chasing happiness, but rather start experiencing. Right? Because we want to do X. And then we think when we do X and we achieve X, because we need to stop always chasing happiness. Because it doesn't exist. It exists when you create it. We can't buy it in the supermarket. If you start thinking of happiness as a feeling, if you start thinking of happiness as an experience, and it's a feeling that you create using your thoughts, and if you start thinking of happiness as something that is just a combination of the small joyful moments, small joyful satisfactions, then you'll stop chasing it. And this is because we always want to do X. And we think when we do X or we do Y, that's when we're going to be happy. Right? And then we actually made it to do X and Y that we wanted. And then we realize, we didn't change. We didn't feel what we thought would feel. Oh, even if we felt something, it's just so short-lived. And then you start getting depressed. You start getting depressed because you think, oh my God, if I become a CEO or if I get a salary raise, I'll be so happy. And you know, anything that you think that will make you so happy when you get it, you start setting high expectations. You think, when I get this, I'll be happy. And then you get it, and then you realize nothing has changed about you as a person. You're still the same human. And this is because you had expectation that this is where happiness is. When I get here, I'll be happy. And oof, that's it. I will not need any more happiness. That's it. Now you go carry on. And we get depressed and frustrated. And this is why even high celebrities and high achievers, they get depressed the more they get rich. And one of it is because they always think like, if they get this, then their life is good or it's sad. They'll be happy forever. And they never think that happiness is something they create and they don't need X and Z to be happy. The happiness that you create every day today, you use it as the evidence in the future that even if you get that thing, right, that is not when happiness will be. You can still feel it today and you stop chasing, but rather you just go for things because you want to and because you want to better yourself, but not to chase a feeling, right? When we want something and then we get it and we feel depressed because we had expectation that happiness will come when we get this. And nothing changes about you as a person. It's just crazy. I never get it. Like you might think, oh my God, when I make 100 1,000 in my business, I'll be so happy. And then you make it. And then you start wondering, I thought I would feel different, but you don't. You thought you'd change. You don't. Right? And this is because you set so much expectations ahead of time about how it should feel like. And then you forget actually to actually enjoy the moment because of your high expectation about how happiness is a destination, how happiness is an object. But if you think about happiness, it's just a feeling. And I can create a feeling any time when I look around me, when I think about things in my life. And you experience the happiness as you want and when you want, not which one is defined by the society. Because the society has made us think that happiness is something that is somewhere we go chase it. And now we'll always be chasing. So I want you to think about it. And I want you to think about how you've defined happiness to be. And I want you to try and experiment, get curious about everything that I've said today, and tell me how it's going to make a difference in your life. Try and view happiness as a feeling that you can create anytime, any point of your life. And try and think like happiness is a feeling that you create using your thoughts. No one else can create those thoughts from you, for you, apart from you. And try and think it's an experience that you experience when you're enough. Right? It's not an object. It's not a destination. It's a journey. That's why we will always, if you know it's a journey, you always learn how to create it, live with it, get used to it, not chase it, not always chasing and missing out. And that's it, my friends. Have a lovely, lovely time. And I hope I've really benefited you. I hope this podcast has benefited you. And I want to say, if you would like to work with me, you can check how to work with me on my Instagram page, which is Frida Howard Coaching, or you can check on my website. And in the podcast show, you can also get a link and you can send me your message or tell me anything. Make sure you leave a review of this podcast as well. And have a lovely time. Thank you for listening to Grow Your Thinking podcast. If you loved this podcast, please subscribe and leave a quick review. If you'd like to learn more about this podcast and my coaching programs, please head over to fridahoward.com or follow me on Instagram as Frida Howard Coaching.